right.
Happy Saturday to you.
Welcome to the first program, first podcast of Lou Dickman Weekly. Lou?
Oh, man, it's been an outstanding Saturday.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
If you saw the website, Lou's pick was Wisconsin today.
Oh, very good, very good.
A little scary going into the final minutes, but the Badgers pulled it off. We'll have to give some kudos to them.
How about my Hoosiers?
Indiana?
Yeah.
The last I saw, they pulled the upset.
I don't think they did.
Oh, no.
No, they last second. Neil called me. He said they were up at halftime in Jinxton.
Well, he's at the Purdue game right now.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yes, everything's good. We're looking forward to tomorrow.
All right, awesome. And any preview on what's going to be served?
Oh, yes. We have Joel will be bringing the chops in tomorrow. They're sitting
awesome.
In the brine as we speak.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes, yes. They'll be the table of meat will be ready by noon tomorrow.
What's the noon game?
The noon game, who cares?
Okay,
hey, let's what are you having?
Let's analyze last week's win.
What's that?
Last week's win.
Oh, yeah, you come on right in the front door. Okay. I just got to see everybody's IDs, all right? All right, go ahead.
Yes, we're analyzing last week's win. You called it Kyle Orton-esque.
Yes, it was Kyle Orton-esque. As a matter of fact, Lou is all over Kyle Orton this week.
He's 2-0.
Yes, he is 2-0, and you know what? My only mistake so far this season has been going with Green Bay last week. Cincinnati kind of upset Lou Dickman's pick. But he's holding strong. He's going with Denver this week.
Very good, very good.
And the Bears.
And the Bears.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like the Bears' chances this week. You know, they haven't won in Seattle since 1978, the first year the franchise was available.
I had no idea.
That is when the commish graduated from high school.
Yes.
And give you an idea how long ago.
Perhaps you could have your prom picture on the website. Hello, young lady.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
That is a good idea.
Oh, this is nice. We had a young lady come in here just bringing two empty pint glasses.
Very good.
I wonder if they left with them last night.
So, what time do you guys usually open up tomorrow? 11 a.m.?
Oh, well, officially, yes. Yes, the kitchen crew will be in here because you know we make everything on site.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. Now, is Neil O'Neill cooking tomorrow?
Neil O'Neill is threatening to cook tomorrow. As we know, he's at the Purdue game.
Let's talk about the opening of the Club Lago. Are you going tonight, I guess, is one of the...
Well, I've already been there. I was there on Thursday.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yes. Yes, the air was cold.
Tuesday is another preview night?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how's it looking over there?
It's looking outstanding.
Oh, very good.
Yes, yes. They're going to be ready to rock and roll. I'm looking forward to the Thursday night Lago game this year.
Very good. That's always a tradition.
Yes, yes. Yes, I think it'll be...
Now, besides the kitchen, did they do anything else to the joint?
Oh, the bedroom.
Oh.
Nirvana.
So no more ducking for me?
No more ducking,
oh,
no.
Oh, great.
No, but I must warn you, though.
Yes.
The bedroom is where the women's room was.
Okay. I'm trying to picture it, but I can't.
Oh, yeah. Lou is walking into the women's room the first couple times.
So we have our first noon game a week from tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I have to work.
All right, that'll be Detroit.
Huh?
That'll be Detroit.
Oh,
it's really
damn
not
it.
Really a game.
Damn it. I always like to be there when Kuhn is watching, Mike Kuhn is watching the Detroit Lions lose again. He's such a tragic figure when it comes to the Detroit Lions.
No, but you have to give him credit for just keep coming back every year.
Oh, no, I love his fandom. And believe me, if the Bears were in that state, I think I would be the same way.
Of course.
I remember sitting in Lori's with Bob with nobody else in there when the Bears were like 3-13 one year.
Right. I hear you.
So we're coming.
How you doing? Good. When you come back, I got to see your ID, okay? Thank you.
Okay, so we're about 20 seconds. Any concluding thoughts on this week's edition of Lou Dickman Weekly?
Okay. And Sunday wrap-up, we have the Kansas City game, which nobody cares about, but the chops are going to be ready at noon.
All right, sir.
That's all I
got
to say.
We've
it's going to be
nine,
an outstanding
eight.
Meat table.
Okay. Any side dishes?
Only if you want to bring them, but we're not responsible for plates.
This is the Commish reminding you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly, the podcast, every week. Lou Dickman is sponsored by Meat. It's what's in your colon every Sunday at the Mutiny, 2428 Northwestern Avenue, Chicago. Tell them Lou sent you.